Speaking of running away, we'll move quickly into Charlie Constable from the Gold Coast Suns, new recruit who's about to be joining us on the line. In fact, he's right there right now. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks very much for having me on.
Good on you, pal. Nice to have you with us. Now, you're finally outside the Geelong bubble. People have been talking about you for years, trying to get out and make the most of your career. Is it nice to be finally given that opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited for the future now and hopefully getting a little bit more experience at the top level and showing what I can do. But in saying that, I've absolutely loved my time at Geelong. Learned a lot off some really good players. And yeah, I think the time's right now to sort of step out and keep developing.
They're a great club, the Cats. Hard to argue that. And I have no doubt you would have learned a heap. But was it a bit frustrating not being able to break in?
Yeah, at times it was definitely frustrating. And yeah, obviously for the last couple of years, I hardly got out there. But yeah, at the same time, they've got a really deep midfield and a really senior midfield that made it a little bit hard to push some players out. But yeah, I certainly learned a lot in my time there and yeah, loved my 4 years.
Charlie, Jimmy Bartel here. Well done on the new club. What was the, just for the half question, what was the constant message you got? Because I was, you know, being a Cats man, I'd watch you, you know, dominate the VFL and I'd wait for you to come in. Was it, you need to learn another position? Is there, what was the message coming from the coaching staff?
Yeah, I think the main message was just the mix of me and a couple of the more senior players wasn't quite right in the midfield, and they thought there was a few too many ball winners, and that's probably what hurt my chances of playing more often. And when that's the feedback, it does make it a little bit challenging to sort of know where to improve to get into the team. And yeah, that was probably the main message for the last sort of 2 or 3 years. And obviously the midfield stayed pretty healthy for the majority of that time.
Was there a consideration to make this move a year earlier?
A little bit, but I was also contracted at the footy club. I think we had a great chat, me and Andrew Mackey, the year before, that if something popped up that helped both the footy club and I, that we'd look at it, but nothing sort of came up in the end. And then, yeah, I was really happy to fulfil my contract. And then, yeah, felt like a great time for both the club and me to sort of part ways this year and try something different.
And the Gold Coast pitched here, Stewie Jew, and was it, you're coming here, you're going to play inside mid, we're just going to absolutely frank what you do best?
Yeah, I think that was a big part of it. But they certainly talked about a second position as well. I played a lot of halfback in my juniors. So I'm excited to sort of try and add that to my game a little bit and not just being inside mid. But I think, yeah, certainly the main thing will be as an inside mid up there if I can have a good pre-season and play some good early games.
Do you feel different and energised? Do you feel like a bit on edge, you know, starting school again with new group of people, new club, not really knowing your spot in the landscape up there? Is there a bit of an, not uncomfortableness about it, but just a bit of an edge to how you feel at the moment?
A little bit, but I'm also super excited just to get into a new environment, meet some new people, and I guess they don't know me as a person, so it's a good opportunity to, I guess, start over and try and impress and, yeah, show what I can do.
And have you started already? When's it all kick off for you?
No, I'm actually still stuck in Melbourne. The borders are shut.
Of course.
Still, so I can't get up there at the moment, and I think they're not open at this stage until the 17th, so it's looking like I might have to start after Christmas. So just doing an individual program back here at the moment.
So that must be enormously frustrating. You're trying to start your career at a new club and you can't even hang out with them. You're going to fly solo.
Yeah. It does make it a little bit challenging. I'm, super excited to get up and meet all the players and the staff. But, yeah, I've had a few calls and texts from all the players and staff and they've been super welcoming. So I'm really excited about it.
You miss out on schoolies, unfortunately, again for you up there on up in Gold Coast. There, you're moving in with some teammates. What's the plan? Is it to hit up Wet and Wild and all the theme parks as soon as you get there?
Yeah, well, I think pre-Christmas, if I do get up there, it'll just be crash at one of the boys' house and then get something a bit more permanent after Christmas. But not sure if I'll have time to get to Wet and Wild at the moment. Might need to get on the training track first.
Is there someone at the Gold Coast you're really looking forward to playing alongside?
I went to school with Ben King played with him for a few years, so I'm super excited to get back with him. He's obviously turning into a really good player, so hopefully can kick a few down his throat in years to come.
Well, just anywhere in his vicinity would be fine, because he'll do the rest, I think. You'd know that from school.
Yeah, he can get up pretty high and take a good mark, so looking forward to seeing it firsthand again.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you at the Gold Coast shining as brightly as you can, mate. It's been a bit of a challenge in the last couple of years in this juggernaut of the Geelong team, but you'll get your look now at the Suns. We can't wait to see what you can give to that football club into the competition. We wish you the best when you finally get up there at some stage through the preseason. Good luck.
Thanks very much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Good man. Charlie Constable.